Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the Midweek Focus here on KDDR The Tornado. You can also catch the Midweek Focus on our podcast on newsdakota.com. Joining us this week is Rebecca Undem with Growing Small Towns. And Rebecca, welcome back to the Midweek Focus.
Hey, Warren. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time. We always appreciate the chance to catch up with you and what's going on in our community and hopefully growing the small town of Oaks. And what better way to do that than to address maybe some pretty serious things in our community? The mental health summit that we talked about last month is actually coming up this evening, correct?
That's correct. Yep. It starts tonight at 6 p.m. The doors will open at 6.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about this. This is a pretty important event for our community.
Yeah, it really is. So I think the biggest challenge that I think we're all feeling around this, and again, there's lots of pieces and parts to this whole puzzle of mental health. But, you know, truly, it's how do we talk about these things that we're just, most of us aren't equipped to address. That's the truth of it. And we're talking specifically about suicide. We've lost, this small town of ours has suffered tremendous loss. And, you know, as part of this healthy community coalition that the Dickey County Public Health District put together, mental health was one of the top three priorities identified, just, you know, like across general concerns. They had done kind of a survey of the community, and that's one of the things that came back. And that was prior to losing three people to suicide in this community. And so, yeah, we just, you know, we know that we're not going to answer all the questions. There's no perfect solution to this. We know that. And yet we also know that we need to start just, I think, normalizing talking about it and making and helping people know that it's okay to ask really hard questions of the people that you love. Because if we love them, we want to ask those questions while they're still here. And so tonight is really, you know, I think for me, when I think about what I hope people experience when they're here, is first of all, just a collective sense that we are all in this together and that the people that are choosing to come here. And this is really, by the way, too, it's geared towards everybody. You know, anybody that thinks of themselves as a helper. And basically to me, a helper is any single person that cares about anybody enough to want to help them through these situations. And so that's a really broad definition. I have a really big building here. So we want everybody who has any interest in learning how to navigate these conversations. We want people to come. So first of all, I hope that they get that, just that sense of how much our community really is here for each other and give us some time for healing and grieving, because it's been a really hard summer for this community. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll be opening the doors to our resource providers. So upstairs in our building, we'll have all the resource providers that locally offer any resources to help with mental health. They'll be upstairs so people can kind of check out what's locally available. And then at 6:30, we're really fortunate in Dickey County. Michelle Thorpe just finished her graduate work in mental health. And so she's going to actually be sharing some specific information with us. She'll do about a half an hour of, you know, kind of tips and things to look for, warning signs to look for, how to talk about it. And then we'll open it up for Q&A for the next half hour or so. So, you know, all in total, we expect this will take between 90 minutes and 2 hours total. Everybody is welcome. There's a free meal that we're providing as part of this coalition. And honestly, we just want to see everybody out here so we can all collectively get better at this really difficult topic.
Right. The more that can take this information and arm themselves and put tools in their tool chest, the more we can help out. I agree with you too, Rebecca. Again, Rebecca Undem with Growing Small Towns. Silencing that stigma is something that I always hear when it comes to the topics of suicide. And there is help. There are people out there who care. And this would be a great start for those who want to learn more about mental health and helping those in our lives with that. So Rebecca, what time do those doors open and where can we get more information about Growing Small Towns today?
Yeah, so this event itself doesn't require an RSVP. So there's nothing for you to do except just come at 6 o'clock. The doors will open at 6. The speaker, Michelle, will start at 6:30. And basically the meal will just get served anytime in between there. It's going to be fairly informal as far as how it's all set up, because we really just want everybody who needs and wants this information to feel welcome to come. So in terms of the event itself, there's nothing anybody needs to do other than listen to this and show up, right? As far as Growing Small Towns, people can check out all the information about what we do and how we work with our communities at growingsmalltowns.org. And we're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram as well.
All right, multiple ways to learn more about Growing Small Towns. But yes, if you're hearing this, please attend that event going on tonight at Growing Small Towns in Oaks. And Rebecca, anything else you'd like to leave us with on this week's Midweek Focus?
No, I don't, you know, I don't think so. Other than just we're heading into a historically and kind of annually really difficult time. I don't want to bring up winter, right? But we're getting into the time of the year where our days get shorter and there's more darkness and it's really cold and we get more isolated. So this week, we all felt this was a really good time to bring this up because some of the struggles that any one person might be having can sometimes get exacerbated, you know, coming into these really cold and dark and lonely months. So please just come and learn. Learn with us. We're not, you know, Michelle knows more than most of us because she's gone through traditional schooling for it. But this is something we're all saying we want to get better at. And we all feel just this helplessness, right, as far as what to do. So the idea is just to be a little better equipped than we were yesterday.
All right, perfect. So again, that event tonight, Growing Small Towns in Oaks, doors open at 6 o'clock. And Rebecca, thank you so much for taking some time and sharing this event with us this week.
Yeah, thank you, Warren. I appreciate it.